producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden. Happy Thanksgiving, with a consideration for the first Thanksgiving and all the Thanksgivings that have come from that point to this point, the first Thanksgiving. There are a lot of people who look back and think, okay, was it when the pilgrims first came here? Was it when the government declared that there was going to be a Thanksgiving Day? The first one, the official, the first actually, other than July 4th, the first official American holiday was declared November 26th, 1789.
What was that?
It was Thanksgiving.
Really?
First Thanksgiving, yep, the first official one. Then there have been a number of presidents have had different Thanksgiving. It was declared to be the third or fourth. It was fourth Thursday I call it November Thanksgiving. The fourth Thursday of Thanksgiving. Year was 1827, and there were a number of people lobbying the president for the creation of a Thanksgiving Day as a national holiday. 1863, Abraham Lincoln made Thanksgiving a real American holiday during the war, the Thanksgiving Proclamation, and it really, that day was a slowdown in the Civil War.
Did he pardon the turkeys too?
Now, you know, that's so stupid. It's just,
you know what I want to do?
The height of stupidity.
I want to follow these turkeys to see whether they actually, they say they go and live on a farm. They live out the rest of their days on this piece of farm in Leesburg, Virginia. Well, I live right near Leesburg.
Go check it out, Richard.
I'm going to go follow them and see if they're actually still living out their days.
888-302-3684. The things to be thankful for today, for me anyway, as I think about what I don't want to say preach, but certainly what I espouse, thinking about what it is that truly creates prosperity. A lot of people equate the things that they have today, a nice house, they have the good furniture, they have food to eat and that sort of thing, and that comes with a certain amount of prosperity. But in order to really prosper, it seems to me, you got to be thankful. Because the real riches that you have are the riches other than me having Rich McFadden. You have richness in your heart and a big open heart and perhaps in your head. The more you know, I believe knowledge is something that equates to real prosperity. And I find it more satisfying every day to learn new things. And the other thing that often gets lost in America, this abundant country that we have, is that we don't appreciate what we have. And that could be things.
Yeah.
Can be relationships. How many people break up? That's a sort of childish term, but how many people during the holidays break up? Or even worse, how many people get fired during the holidays? I remember when I
do that every now and then.
The operations manager at WEEI in Boston, I fired somebody.
Why?
Just before Thanksgiving, because he was a real, real.
Oh, okay. They really deserved it.
But the union, because it was a heavily unionized shop. I remember the guy who was the union steward, who's still a friend of mine today, and he's still on Boston Radio. He's a good guy. But he said to me, our romance, or what he said, no, our honeymoon is over. I had been there since April, I think, of 1985. And this guy, the fellow I fired, is still on the air.
Oh, really? You got a job back after you left?
Well, not at my station. No, he was.
Okay.
He went to work for Metro Traffic, which the inside scoop on that is, and I say this lovingly, it isn't always a reference to whether you're good or not, but people who can't get jobs elsewhere can usually get a job working at Metro Traffic. And So
it's a mainstay for regular people who are in
between. Who are in between jobs. Yeah, right. They don't pay that well, but it's steady. And
it's steady, good work. It's a hard job, though.
Yeah, oh, my God. Keeping track. Normally, you'll have four or five stations you have to keep reporting on. You got to be, okay, which station am I on right now?
And that's the thing about radio people. I mean, look at us. Here we are here on Thanksgiving. We're here on Christmas. We're here on New Year's. We're here on 4th of July. Radio people are really weird. We love it.
Yeah.
And so we're here. And, you know, that's what makes people go do traffic and the weather.
Yeah,
and
right.
Because you just like it. It's just fun.
Fun. It is fun to be able to communicate with as many people as we do here.
And the holidays are fun, too. I mean, it's neat to sit here today because everybody's in a good mood.
Yep.
You forget about all the garbage that's going on.
Yep.
You're going to see family and friends and eat and watch football. Everybody's having fun. So when we're talking to everybody, everybody's in a good mood on the holidays.
Everybody loves his neighbor. Hello to WRSC, which I'm going to guess I'm going to go out on a limb here, Richie.
Yeah.
Radio State College. RCRSC.
Right.
How's that? Pretty good, huh?
That's why you sit in the big chair.
How do you do? Help yourself to 888-302 Doug. A hurricane named Sandra in the eastern Pacific off of Mexico, going to strengthen over the next day or two. Southern portions of the Baja can expect warnings, but the hurricane season is pretty much over. This is the longest I can remember going for long. Long time. Starts in June, supposed to be, so according to the calendar, over in November. Usually is over by mid-October. You don't see much activity. There hasn't been much activity in the Atlantic at all this summer. The police.
I love that band.
In New York City.
Oh, those guys.
Are searching for a woman who left her newborn baby in a nativity scene that had just been set up at a church.
Don't laugh. It's not funny.
Right. No. Well,
although it kind of is.
Yeah, it is kind of. Right. Yeah. So there's those of you who are looking for the next coming of Christ, check New York City out.
The baby Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Do you understand DraftKings, FanDuel?
Yeah.
All of this stuff. But let's pause for a moment for a couple of commercials, and then I want you to explain to me and everybody how this works. And I know.
Only if you let me rant about Frank Gifford, too.
All right. Yeah, we can rant about Frank. Not about Frank, but about his wife. What he really died of.
And
what,
right.
You know, he said there's a whole bunch of that stuff. But there's a company in Massachusetts that has been making literally billions of dollars. This DraftKings thing, the FanDuel, or whatever. A state of New York says, nope. No longer can you do that in New York. It's gambling, illegal gambling. Isn't, by definition, all gambling more or less illegal? And
well,
why would it be?
The state determines it.
But why would the state determine it's illegal? What's illegal? Gambling is something that people do every day of their lives. And you know, it's not any different. Does the state of New York gonna outlaw Wall Street?
That's gambling. That's definitely gambling.
It's
100% it's gambling.
Yeah. Right, so what's the difference? Whether you're doing that or you're doing the DraftKings?
Most day traders are guys who hang out at the track all day.
There you go. 14 past the hour on Thanksgiving Day on Good Day.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday, and you'll find incredible savings on hot holiday gifts and more. Get a 58-inch Vizio Smart TV for just $698 and save $50 on a PS4 or Xbox bundle for just $299. Plus, we've got an NRB Bluetooth speaker for under $25. Don't miss out. Black Friday deals all weekend. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday or shop starting Thanksgiving Day at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Pricing valid through Sunday, November 29 while supplies last. See club for details.
Music is a gift like no other. And this Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the best selection of gear. The season's best deals, plus doorbusters. Surprise them with a Fender Squire Strat with amp and accessories, just $149. Make the holidays more musical with a ukulele or a toca tempe drum, just $29. Or a Shure vocal microphone, also just $29. At Guitar Center, we'll help you give them their favorite gift this year. Black Friday doorbusters at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
17 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. All right, so Richie wants to rant a little bit. I want to know more about DraftKings, FanDuel stuff. But the story about Frank Gifford is that his wife, who is the NBC host, Kathy Lee, says that her husband died of CTE. CTE is the head trauma that I'm always talking about related to playing football. Frank was a NFL, was he a quarterback?
No, he was a fullback. He was a receiver.
Okay. So anyway, when he was a professional athlete, the impact on his brain caused him to sort of fall apart in the latter years. So says his wife.
Shut up. So he did not. He was 84 years old. The guy lived a great life. He was of sound mind for all of his life until, and, you know, great for her for donating his brain so that they can study it.
Yeah.
And yes, he probably did have CTE, but it is not what caused him to die. And the fact that she's saying that she's going to go get some of this money from the NFL when they have a certain amount of money to give out to people, she doesn't need the money. Her kids don't need the money. Leave that pot for the other people who do need the money. And the fact that she's going to go get some of that is disgusting. He was 84 years old. He didn't die of this.
Okay. Guess that takes care of that.
Man, I wanted to drive my car into a ditch yesterday when I heard. They're all on the radio yesterday going, it's so terrible. Frank Gifford died of CTE. The NFL will have to pay.
That's how the news media portrays all of this stuff. Whatever they can do to.
If she gets a nickel out of this, I'm going to drive to her house and punch her.
Okay. No violence. No porch. All right. So what is the Draft King? What is that? What's the generation?
All right, so fantasy football is where, like we do it here in our office.
Yeah.
I pick players in the NFL from each position, and that makes up my quote-unquote fantasy team. And we all play against each other to see whose team beats the other team, and at the end of the year, we have a winner. Well, what these sites have done is said, okay, well, anybody can play against anybody. You pick your team, and they pick their team, and you all pay to play, and then the winners get the winnings. Well, the states are saying, oh, not so fast. You guys are making money. We need to figure out a way to tax you. So we're going to say it's illegal, and we're going to stop you from doing it unless we get a piece of the pie.
Okay. So that's
the bottom line.
Yeah. More. All it is more of a money
right.
grab.
New York is the usual. Their hand in the till.
Yeah, right. That's the usual stuff.
Right.
All right. So where do you go? Do you go to New Jersey if you want to bet? Or you want to – this was an online kind of thing, though, wasn't it?
It is.
A radio
it's website,
promotion,
right.
And then you go to a website.
Right.
And that's all that I thought it was, Frank. So how do they know what you're doing on your computer in New York?
They certainly jump into those people's servers if they want to subpoena.
Well, how do they suspect you, though? I mean, how do they know?
No, they go to FanDuel. They go to DraftKings.
21 at the hour. Good day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want Le Cig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from Le Cig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeCig.com. LeCig.com. Kick some ash with Le Cig.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. Three days in the living room. Yeah, I'm gonna feel all
three. We are so silly. It is funny.
I love it.
They're so silly about that.
How do you
do? Doug's Good Day, 24 past the hour. This is a contest that we have every day on the Good Day program.
Hey, if you're in State College, you got a treat coming right now.
My threesome. Well, if you're wherever you are, there are lots of people all over the country who are listening that don't normally listen. So we have this set up. Let me explain how this all works. First of all, you need the phone number 888-302-3684. There are two numbers, and I always kind of go down one street or the other here. When I'm supposed to use 302, I use 555. But don't be mistaken. The way to get through here is 888-302-3684. We're going to play three songs. There are three different artists, and I will tell you, let's see, the first group, the JBs, the second, D.D. Sharp, the third, James Taylor and Ray Charles, and when we play this, I'm not going to give you, well, maybe I'll give you the titles, what the heck, you'll figure out what the songs have in common. You'll dial us up at 888-302-3684, so let's get started. Here's the first one, Pass the Peas, Please.
Pass the Peas, Please.
This is James Brown's band.
Pass the peas, that used to say. Pass the peas, that used to say.
What? White noise behind
us. I got the old photograph.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the 45 running, yeah.
Early 1970s for this big R&B hit. Ow! They performed it in 1999 for the last time all together. The JBs. And I think you could make this is sort of like what was that other Booker T and the MGs had a great instrumental in that everybody knew from the, like, the first note. This is one of those.
You know, like green onions.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah. That's what I was looking for. Thank you. All right. Second song in the list. I don't know. Can we call an instrumental a song? I call it a tune.
No. It's absolutely a song.
A song? Yeah, 100%. A song implies you can sing it. You can't sing something that doesn't have any lyrics.
Pass the peas.
Think about
please.
That, please. Diddy Sharp with Mashed Potatoes. I was having a conversation with my great friend Dick Summer, who was one of the great jocks of the from the 60s on until when he retired in the late 90s from being on in New York. Among other things, I almost fell off my chair when he told me he was 82. Because I can remember when he was 26 on the air at BZ. Anyway, so we talk about some of these singers. Yeah. Darlene Love, because I'd seen Meredith and I went to see Ronnie Spector from the Ronettes. And we talk about that, because that was the music that we all grew up on. And the stuff Summer loved to play with the intros of these songs. He'd always build up a story, and then he'd start the record at, you know, like, what do you want for Thanksgiving? And then it would be Edie Sharp and Mashed Potato. Yeah,
well, there was your
yeah. Okay,
so these guys were so funny.
Past the peas, they were Mashed Potato, and now Sweet Potato Pie by James Taylor and Ray Charles.
'Cause I'm just a lucky guy, and here I'm about to tell you why. It's strictly on account of mine.
What you're going to get if you win this is a book written by a very good friend of mine. Maria Francesca Trilogy has written a book called Life is Good When You Do the Work. A lot of essays helping you through life's experiences. You will enjoy it thoroughly, I guarantee that. So that's what you get if you can figure this out. Look at all the activity we have from Tucson, Richie. Hi, Don. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing? Happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
That's good. So what do you think the connection is here?
Well, it's all holiday foods, Thanksgiving foods, that we're going to see later on this afternoon.
Is that so? All right. How about you, Jay? Where's Jay? How about you? Rich, you got Jay, or I'm getting on the wrong side here. Jay. Where's Jay? Jay.
Same thing, Thanksgiving Friday.
All right. I wanted to reward both of you listening in Tucson with a copy of the book. So happy Thanksgiving to both of you. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, the word holistic is defined as whole, overall. Veterinarians who practice holistic medicine try to treat the entire pet, not just illnesses as they arise. These veterinarians believe that to most successfully treat pets, every factor in their lives must be taken into consideration. Nutrition, exercise, home environment, daily stress, even the psychological makeup of the human family members. Based on what we know about the human animal's need for balancing all these factors, it's a very interesting idea. Many pet guardians believe in the concept to some degree. The lack of a total veterinary approach has been a major complaint of many pet guardians about the medical community. We're lucky nowadays. There are many veterinarians out there that do, in fact, practice holistic veterinary medicine. Things from chiropractics to holistic veterinary medicine to chiropractics to massage, acupuncture, acupressure, water therapy, which is called hydrotherapy. So if you have a dog or a cat and you're looking for a different way to approach veterinary medicine, speak to your vet or find a holistic veterinarian in your area and let them work together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Got your phone handy? A recent survey from Straight Talk showed that 77% of Americans check their phones at least once an hour for texts, emails, and voicemails. And the same survey found that 40% of Americans would rather forego their morning coffee than forget their phone for the day. Needless to say, Americans are hooked on phones. So a smartphone makes a perfect holiday gift. For the Android hooked, Straight Talk is offering the Samsung Galaxy S5 smartphone for just $229 this Black Friday weekend. And Apple lovers can grab the iPhone 5S for $299. For only $45 a month, Straight Talk offers 30 days of unlimited talk and text with the first 5 gigabytes of data up to 4G LTE speeds, making it easy to save money on your wireless plan without having to compromise. Looking for a great gift for you or a loved one? Stay connected with Straight Talk phones and service plans exclusively at Walmart. Log on to Straight Talk.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Oh, you know it was a good day. My Jesus came through the desert, he walked on the sea, and died on the hill of my Calvary.
The tradition continues with our holiday program on the good day. I was going to say seasonal swing into Christmas. I guess that's what it is. So, what do we have going on today? Rich McFadden and I are here to teach you how to avoid family drama.
Oh, yeah.
Today, Thanksgiving.
We really know how to do that. Listen to us. Well, yeah, well, you just don't go.
Well, I didn't guarantee you what the methodology is going to be. I have one person I'll sit across the table from today. That's it. And I think we're both happy there. Nice to have the children around. Be cool to have. Well, actually, that hasn't happened. Meredith's daughter hasn't met my two children.
Really?
Yeah. No, they never. One's in California, the other one's in New York. So.
Well, I think this Christmas you should have the whole family over to the farm, and you should cook and let everybody meet each other.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Why not?
Because we're not going to be here. But thanks for the suggestion. So, what does this represent for you? This can be a day really of invoking thanks and Thanksgiving, or it can be a disaster. If you have pent-up feelings, if you have unresolved issues, if you have anxiety that comes from everyone being together, you want a bad outcome or you want a good outcome? I was going to say income. No, this is outcome. We're working on outcomes today. A lot of things that can be done to avoid the drama, and let's face it, when you have that kind of drama, it can just ruin a family's time together. What is the best approach? Simple. Don't try to improve the people who are... My stepmother was perfect at this. Perfect at screwing everything up. She would say things, and because she couldn't drink, she'd have a glass of wine, and then she would say things that were really annoying, to the point of just getting you onto the train, and my father just sit there, because there wasn't not much you can do about it under the circumstances. My father had a fairly strong temper, but he didn't exercise it much with her. In his later years, she would get away with some of the most outrageous stuff. To give you an example,
seems like every family's got that one person, right?
Well, that's maybe it. Yeah,
kind of just tweaks it up.
Yeah, she Meredith and I took her to dinner one night a couple of years ago, and she asked the most outrageous questions. And Meredith stood up to the plate, man. I had a lot of respect for her. She just answered her, bing bang boom. Why do you do this, bing bang boom? And it was good, but it was uncomfortable. Meredith said that didn't bother me any, but that kind of stuff really bothers me.
Yeah, Meredith doesn't take any garbage from anybody.
No, she's tough. Yeah. So anyway,
you.
Mostly.
Mostly you.
Mostly me. Anyway, so how do we fix it today? Just a couple of quick tips, so that you don't have to get into this disaster zone.
You want the Rich McFadden method first?
Well, go ahead, Rich.
Stuff your face with food and beer, so that way you don't have to talk.
Mm-hmm.
You're not talking. If your mouth has food in it, you can't say anything to get you in trouble.
Mm. I think my way of looking at this comes from what I just said about my stepmother. She's always trying to fix people, always trying to make people better. You should do this, and you should do that. It's always should. And you don't do that on Thanksgiving. You leave people alone. And maybe if you want to focus on what you have to be grateful for, I mean really grateful for, you make make sure that people can hear you say what it is you're thankful for. Now, the only jerk in the room is going to be, you didn't mention my name. So you don't mention anybody's name, and you don't make it about people. What are you thankful for? Unless it's your great aunt Sadie, who just won a battle with cancer or something. You're thankful for the people that are around the table. You're thankful for having the means in which to enjoy the day. You're thankful that we live in a country that, things like that that are not personal. Because sure as shooting, you're going to leave somebody out. And that'll tick off whoever. Yeah, it's crazy why people want to focus on the negative. But if you looked at the local newspaper lately, what sells? So, and then maybe this holds true for weddings and birthdays and graduations and funerals and all other holidays as well. Do not focus on people. Focus on things. How's that? And maybe that'll make your a day a little happier. Happy Thanksgiving.
The beer doesn't hurt either.
What's that?
The beer doesn't hurt either.
Nah. Oprah Winfrey says, be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough. That is about as true a statement. And she is about as good an example of that as anybody I know. Here's a woman who came up with basically nothing, including parental or familial help. And in fact, you could argue from what she says about her upbringing that she had all of the whatever happened to her when she was a child, all the ingredients for her to have gone off the deep end. But she made something of herself, and look at what she's got going on today. Wow.
I think Clark Griswold also said it well in Christmas Vacation when he was talking about getting together with family in the holidays and how tough it is.
All our holidays were always such a mess.
Oh, yeah.
How did you get through it?
I had a lot of help from Jack Daniels.
See?
That's right. The beer or Jack Daniels.
Words of wisdom.
William Arthur Ward said, gratitude can transform common days into Thanksgiving, turn routine jobs into joy, and change ordinary opportunities into blessings. I'm telling you, give that thanks, that Thanksgiving, that thanks for card. It ought to be used at least three or four times a day. What are you thankful? I get on the tractor and I'm out in the field and I'm looking at the sky. Oftentimes, depending on the time of day, if it's in the summer and I'm out late, 7, 8 o'clock, I look up at the sky and see all the planes going overhead, because where I am is the corridor of planes taking off from New York and going over the North Atlantic and over to Europe. And you can see them, plane after plane after plane, loaded with people going to really interesting destinations. And I think to myself, I've had those trips, I've taken dozens of those trips, and I've always been thankful for it. Not necessarily when it was going on, but I look back now on what I learned about going to all these places around the world and how thankful I am that I've been able to travel around the world. It's just it's really a joy and a blessing. Johnny Carson said, Thanksgiving is an emotional time. People travel thousands of miles to be with people they only see once a year, and then discover once a year why that's too hard. And Jay Leno said, you can tell you ate too much for Thanksgiving when you have to let your bathrobe out. Yeah, something to be said for that. Bathrobe, dewy. So we're into the Thanksgiving mode. The annual exodus, 47 million of you or us have traveled, even though there are fears of terrorism. News media, oh, look at the news today. People didn't pay attention as well. They ought not to. Is it important to be vigilant? Yeah, to a point. There's nothing more annoying than going through the airport and listening to that palaver from these bohunks. If you see something, unusual, call an authority. Or get the, come on, go, leave me alone.
I like the news media.
You think I don't?
The microphone and the camera in your face. Are you worried?
Yeah.
Right. Are you scared?
Yeah. Let's go. The reason so many people are traveling today, price of gasoline, according to the AAA, this is the cheapest gas since 2007. Let's see here. Most of the airline prices, so they say, are at about the same level as last year. And that's kind of a ripoff, because the price of fuel is about $1 a gallon less. So they'll have a lot to be thankful for when they see the year-end statements. Travelers say that they thought the risk of terrorism was remote in several surveys, even though the United States State Department said, be on the lookout.
Yeah.
Look around. Make sure if somebody's got a black bag that it doesn't have a bulge in it or some other foolish
thing. See something, say something.
Yeah, plenty. Okay, so the Rocky series.
No, that's not. I mean, if you, we should be alert.
It's like calling the IRS on your next door neighbor because he just bought a boat.
No, we're calling the IRS on the guy with the bomb.
Yeah, okay, yeah. If he's got a bulge, call the IRS.
Right, yeah.
So Rocky, the number seven Rocky movie out this weekend, and it is apparently a fantastic movie.
I'm not getting an Oscar, you know.
Sylvester Stallone and Michael B. Jordan. I don't know, or I can't remember. Who's Michael B. Jordan? Not to be confused with Michael Jordan, the basketball player.
I don't know him.
I don't know.
We'll look him up real quick.
But apparently,
I'm sure he's no relation.
But Stallone's been everywhere plugging this.
They are saying this is, I mean, Rotten Tomatoes has like 93%. Yeah.
And have they ever said
it.
Even 50% for any Sylvester Stallone movie before?
From what I haven't seen the last one, but they also said that was very good.
Mm. The last Rocky?
He did not write this one. Somebody came in and wrote it and said, hey, can we use the, you know, put you in it? And so it's not really a Rocky movie, but they're talking about an Oscar. You know, buzz.
He deserves one for all the stuff he's done.
You know, I agree.
Yeah, he does. All right, so maybe this would be a good take today. If you want to go to the movies, a lot of people at the movies probably today. Then there are other things. I actually want to do a quick television report in a moment, including a flip back to one of your favorite episodes of WKRP in Cincinnati.
Love this.
All right, 44 after this is Good Day.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
The holidays are a time for lots of social gatherings and lots of small talk. And while it may seem like people are comfortable discussing just about anything these days, when it comes to personal money matters, a recent survey by Ally Bank found that what people are willing to discuss and with whom varies. Here's Diane Murray, CEO and President of Ally Bank.
We found that more than any other age group, millennials acknowledge talking with others about their income, their savings, and debt. In fact, nearly half say they disclose their income to others.
In general, though, 70% of people still consider it rude or inappropriate to discuss personal money matters in a social setting.
When people do discuss finances socially, nearly one half of our survey respondents said they prefer to keep it neutral. For example, talking about price comparisons on goods and services, or where to find a better interest rate on a savings account.
And when it comes to social circles, more than half of those surveyed say it's important to surround themselves with people they feel are financially secure. For more on the Ally Bank Money Talk survey, go to ally.com.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
All right, 40, where are we? 46 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program for Thanksgiving. Where's our television theme, Richie? Do you want that, or do you want to do the KRP?
No, I want to do the WKRP.
Jennifer took, she went to Las Vegas with her grandmother or something.
Yeah, she took her theme with her.
Did she? Okay.
No.
Taking my baseball and bat, and I'm leaving.
Vegas.
Okay.
Just so Vegas for Thanksgiving.
This is what a horrible place to go to. Oh, man.
For Thanksgiving. Weird.
Anyway, we were talking, actually, a couple times this week, we've made reference to silly contests, radio station contests at Thanksgiving, and giving away turkeys. We've all done it. Any of us who have been, do you ever give away turkeys there? I've given them away.
We gave away turkeys for several years. It's been a while since we did it, but we
gave away gift certificates. Right, yeah, that's what we did, yeah. Okay, so anyway, if you go back to the, what was it, the 80s when WKRP in Cincinnati was so popular?
Yeah, early 80s.
Late 70s, early 80s. The most famous episode of them all is the turkey drop. So our video of the day today at DougSteffens.com is that episode, and it only lasts about 30 seconds. Here's the audio.
Windled down to 30 seconds.
The audio from the video.
Cincinnati WKRP.
What exactly did you have in mind, Mr. Carlson?
What do you suppose he's up to?
And I think I hear something now. Something just came out of the box. Perhaps it's skydiver. No parachutes yet. Oh, my God, they're turkeys! Turkeys are hitting the ground like stacks of wet cement.
Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Ron.
I thought it would work. It's pretty strange after that. I really don't know how to describe it. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
And by the way, that is one of the strange misnomers and misunderstandings about turkeys. I have hundreds of them on the farm. Hundreds of turkeys.
Wild turkeys.
Wild turkeys, and they can fly. They don't fly high. Yeah, they
can. Like chickens.
Yeah, they can get off the ground.
Over a fence,
if you're driving, let's say you're driving down a driveway and there's turkey in the driveway, like geese, they can get up and get out of the way.
Right.
They're not fast, but they can get out of the way. So anyway, sad news this week. I think people have talked about this. I think you need to remember, you remember his face more than the name. David Canary, who was on All My Children forever.
Oh, yeah.
But he also was on a number of television shows. He was in, I think, Bonanza for a while. He had many other credits to his name. But what he was best known for was the 25 years that he worked every single day. He said it was one of the great lessons of his life, having to go to work every day, play that character, get into it. Most people don't understand how the soap situation works. Those are many of them now are still done live, or several of them are. And so you go in, and it became a family. Those people that were on those shows for years and years and years, I'm talking about among themselves, never mind the listenership or viewership, but a lot of people were really big and still are into certain soap operas. So the passing of David Canary at 77 is one of something of interest. If you are a fan of Under the Dome, they're partnering up to, they're hosting an auction, apparently.
Well, they're selling the dome?
They're going to sell the dome in 500 pieces.
Oh, it was actually real?
It was a real dome.
It was a force field.
No, no. They're selling everything. Wardrobe pieces, set decorations, props that were used in the series, the asphalt around the dome's edge. I mean, all kinds of crazy stuff.
Huh.
It'll kick off next Monday, November 30th. All right, let's see. HBO announcing a new date for U2 Innocence and Experience live in Paris. It'll be Monday, December the 7th. That was something that was canceled because of the bombing in Paris, so they've rescheduled it. It's going to be on HBO on December the 7th. 2050, well, how about we make it 51 after on Good Day?
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, entertainment is important, and hopefully you will find this program each day entertaining as well as informative. One of the things that you cast aside any semblance of political correctness, I'm not into that any day of the week, but especially on a day like today, and we'll prove that in a moment with Adam Sandler's version of the Thanksgiving song for you here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget.
Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yay, Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
Music is a gift like no other. And this Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the best selection of gear. The season's best deals, plus
Plus, Doorbusters. Surprise them with a Thunder Squire Strat with amp and accessories, just $149. Make the holidays more musical with a ukulele or a toka djembe drum, just $29. Or a Shure vocal microphone, also just $29. At Guitar Center, we'll help you give them their favorite gift this year. Black Friday Doorbusters at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
All right, time now for some fun Adam Sandler's Thanksgiving song.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Oh, I love you. Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, 'cause it's turkey. To eat so good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks, anyways. Turkey for me. Big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. You just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Kicks poster. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. My favorite kind of pants are corduroy. Gobble, gobble, boo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Battle of the Bulge, and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee-wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Not to love me like you did, but you did, but you did.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.